The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tzachim Daf Tesvav. It's mentioned in the sugya many times about Tumas Mashkin and Hechsa Mashkin, that Mashkin is Makabal Tumah, and Mashkin is also Machshir if a food or a vegetable or fruit is wet with liquid. Of the seven mashkin, of the seven main mashkin, it is Ror and Kabal Tumah, and the seven mashkins are, the Rosh Tevis are, Yad Shochat Dom. Yad is Yayin, wine. Dalid is Dvash, which here means bee honey. Even though in the Pasuk Erz Dvash for Rosh it means date honey, here it means bee honey. Shin is shemen, olive oil, only olive oil, not other oils. Ches is for cholov. Tesh is for tal, dew. Dalad is for dam, which is usually not dipped in. And the mem is for mayim. So these are the seven mashkas that are mekabel tumah, and mashka are the foods to be mekabel tumah. Now, knowing these halachas is relevant halacha l'maisa, knowing which mashkas and when they are machshir. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezvav Halacha, that a lot of people practice nowadays, and some don't, as we'll explain, that Dovish Shetibullah B'mashka, Tzorech until Shidayim. A person who eats a food dipped in any of the seven mashka, any of the seven liquids, has to wash his hands. And this is what we do on Pesach night by the Karpas. We wash our hands, both out of bracha. Why without a bracha? But there are some Pesachim who hold that it was only done in the days when they had real tumah v'tahara, but nowadays not. But the Shulchan Aruch and Kufnun Ches Paskins, that even nowadays we should do it, but do it without a bracha. The Gra, in fact, held it has to be done with a bracha, and he did so, and made it until Shidayim when he washed for carpets and a whole year on to wet vegetables and fruit. But we are not the halachas, we choshes not to make a bracha. But it is, according to Shulchan Aruch, preferable to wash on the seven mashkas whenever food is dipped into them. Now, how does this tumah work? Rashi explains in Pesachim, of Kuf Tezvav, that hands are shniyos. In Zman, when they had tumah, hands, unwashed hands, were given the status of a sheni l'tumah, a second level of tumah, not a ova tumah, not a rishon l'tumah, but a sheni l'tumah. When they touch a liquid, they make it a rishon. So we have here in the sugi mentioned before in Rambam and Rashi in Yudalid and here in Tezvav, that a mashka skips back and becomes a rishon. It's a special chumah they gave to mashka, because the mashka doesn't need a hechsher, it's even mashka other things from a kabbal tumah. So it's a special chumah they gave to mashka, that even a sheni who's matamit, it doesn't become a shlishi like normally, it goes back to be a rishon. And then the food it touches, the fruit that it's on, the vegetable it's on, is indeed a sheni. And since in those days they couldn't eat a sheni of truma, so as a remembrance of that halacha, we shouldn't eat in such a way that we make our food a sheni. And therefore, we have to wash our hands beforehand. Now, it's very interesting. They didn't make this halacha on somebody who washes the fruit. It's only on the one who eats the fruit. Because this tumor is a special gzera made at the time of the achila. When you come to eat the fruit, your hands become like a sheni. When you're washing the fruit or preparing the fruit, it doesn't. So if a person chooses to dye the fruit, to dry the fruit, even if beforehand his hands wet and touched it, or when it's washed, they touch the fruit, it's not a problem. If he dries it and eats it dry, he's okay. So he has two choices. If you're eating wet grapes or wet apples or wet vegetables, a person can either wash without a bracha or dry the fruit before he eats them. Now let's go back to explain the seven mashkas. The seven mashkas are, the first one is yayin. Yayin means wine, it means grape juice, or vinegar that's made from wine. So things that are wet from these things, there's certain dips nowadays. Dips are becoming very popular nowadays, like the word in Zman HaGemara. If a person dips vegetables or certain salad dressings are made from vinegar, that are made from wine vinegar, if that's the main ingredient, the wine vinegar, and that's the roiv, that item will be mukshal kabel tumah, and will nowadays necessitate washing without a bracha. Dvash, like we said before, means bee's honey, and if it's not in a dry state, but in a liquidy, running, wet state, that will also need a dipping into honey, will necessitate washing. Shemen, like we said before, means only olive oil. So if a person would cook something still wet with the olive oil, he would have to make a bracha. He would have to wash without a bracha. But we have to remember, this whole din of washing is only on items that are usually eaten with the hand. Things that are usually eaten with a fork do not need to wash, even if you eat them with your hand. And things usually eaten with a hand need washing even if you eat them with a fork. If you eat grapes with a fork, you still have to wash your hands. So, but if you eat an item dipped in olive oil in a way that you usually eat with your hands, yes, you will indeed have to wash without a bracha. Ches means cholov. Now, cholov means anything wet in milk, whether it's milk alone, or whey, or cottage cheese, which is wet, or yogurt and things like that, in a way that they're wet and running, they're a little bit liquidy. That's also called cholov. It's not dry cheese, but anything that's in a wet form of cholov, even cottage cheese and things like that, will be called cholov. So technically, we'll see that a person who would take a cracker and dip it in cottage cheese, which is a bit wetty. Farmage cheese is quite dry, but it's cottage cheese or things that are in a wetty form, or melted butter, things like that, they indeed are called mashke, and you'd have to be washed without a bracha. Lefize, if a person would take a cookie and dip it into milk or coffee is really mayim, flavored water, and if you put some milk in, it's just milk and water, which both are mashkins, so then you would have to indeed also wash without a bracha. Tal is dew, and similar to dew, it's brought down in the Paiskim, if a person would take a fruit and he would take it out of the refrigerator, and the change of temperature would make a condensation on the fruit, which makes it wet, from the freezing and the weather, and the warmth and the cold weather, would make condensation on the fruit, which is wet, and that makes something else wet, you don't have to wash without a bracha. Now, it's also mentioned here in the sugya that a kezias of food is the shear, a kebeya of food, eggs worth of food in volume, is the shear for kabbalah's tumah. And according to some, to give over tumah. This is also in the Gael Halacha Lemaisa, regarding the bracha of Amtotidayim for washing on bread. When you wash on bread, there are two opinions in the Paiskim and Beis Yosef, Sim Kufman Ches, what the shear of Ntol Shadayim for, they have to have Ntol Shadayim for bread. One opinion holds the Kazayas, like benching half an egg's worth of bread. Another shear holds, no, it's Tolian Kabbalah's Tumma, the shear of Kebeya, to wash. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and that's how we Paskin Pashtus, that a person should, if he eats the Kazayas, washes without a bracha, and even less exactly washes without a bracha. But to make a bracha, you only make a bracha until Shadayim if you eat a kebeya of bread. Therefore, a person who eats bread, a kezias, but not in the volume of the egg, would wash without a bracha. If you wash on a kebeya of bread, then you make a bracha. So a person should always try to eat a kebeya of bread, and then make a bracha. And then you can make a bracha until Shadayim. If you eat less than a kebeya, you should wash without a bracha. The bread is measured as is, because in this paskins, you don't have to crush down the bread. The natural hold of the bread count as part of the bread. And if the bread as is looks like it's the volume of the egg, then you wash on that with a bracha. Less than that, you wash without a bracha. So here we see the shir of Kabbalah's tumah is indeed in the Gelo Maisa about an Alton Tzidayim on bread. The Ktzeis HaShulchan writes that a person should try to eat that kebeya of bread in an Achilas Pras each kezias. So it means a 4-minute span for the first kezias, and right after that a 4-minute span for the second kezias, and that way he's ready for the Kul Yalma. There's those who argue, but either way, a person should remember the share of kebeya is the share from Tzidayim to make a bracha, and less than that, you make without a bracha. The Gra held you can even make a bracha on a kazayitz, and some annoyed like him, but the Shulchan Aruch and the kids and the main son that we have do paskal like that you only make a bracha if you're the kebeya, which is shirka bal suma, and then you make a bracha until it's daim on the bread.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.